stories for bedtime.
And car time.
And playtime.
And anytime you want to hear how much Jesus loves you in all this world.
Even little birds.
Hello, this is Pastor Sarah from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Davenport, Iowa. Welcome to this podcast where we tell stories, stories told for kids and for those kids at heart. Every week, we tell a story about Jesus from the Bible. And the special thing is, for this podcast, you need to bring your imagination, because we are going to imagine that there was a little bird in those Bible stories, a little bird who was friends with Jesus, who saw the things that Jesus did and heard all that Jesus said. Last week, we got to go to a parade and we met a donkey. What an exciting day that was for Jesus and for little bird and all of their friends. Today, we're going to be a part of a special meal called Passover. It's a Jewish holiday that remembers how God rescued God's people from slavery in Egypt and brought them to the Promised Land. It's a really important day for Jewish people, and Jesus and his friends were Jewish, so they celebrated this meal together. But that special meal became even more special that night, and we're going to hear more about it in today's episode.
Little Bird and Jesus at the Last Supper.
After the parade with the palm branches and the donkey, Jesus and his friends spent a few days in Jerusalem, but they could tell it wasn't entirely safe for them, especially for Jesus. They heard the grumbles and the threats against Jesus. Religious and political leaders were afraid of all of the influence that Jesus had. They thought he was getting too powerful, and they didn't like his message of love for all people. Jesus knew that he didn't have much time before he would be killed, and so he wanted to spend his remaining time with the people who mattered most to him, sharing with them the most important things they needed to know. And so Jesus told his friends to get ready for the Passover meal. A kind family let Jesus and his friends gather in a big upstairs room in their house to share this meal. Little Bird was outside the house, sitting on the branch of a tree. She was watching as Jesus and his friends rushed in and out of the front door. Their arms were full of loaves of bread and pitchers of wine. Others carried in the traditional parts of the Passover meal, a lamb to be roasted, and vegetables and herbs. Little Bird could smell the lamb as it roasted from her branch outside, and she was thinking about the meaning of this holiday. She thought about how good and loving God was to rescue God's people from slavery so long ago, and then to give them Jesus, God's own Son, to rescue God's people again. And so, as she often did when she remembered how good God was, Little Bird started to sing. As she sang, she heard Jesus from inside the house calling to his friends. "Is that Little Bird I hear?" he said. "I know she usually doesn't come inside, but today is a special day. Could someone go out and bring her in, please?" And then, within moments, Jesus' friends Joanna and Susanna came bounding out. "Little Bird, come inside," they said. "Jesus wants you to be there for supper, too." "And Little Bird, just wait until you see what Jesus is doing. It's the most surprising and unbelievable thing for a Lord to do." Little Bird flew down to Joanna's hands, letting Joanna carry her up to the room. As they walked in, little bird saw that most surprising thing. While all of the disciples were sitting on chairs around the dinner table, Jesus was on the ground, kneeling, with a big bowl of water in front of him. Little bird watched as one by one, Jesus took the feet of his friends in his hands and gently washed them in the warm, soapy water, drying them with a towel that he had tied around his waist. Little bird always thought that human feet were kind of gross. Sure, humans wore sandals, but those feet got so dirty from all the walking they did through the sand and the dirt and the dust. It was a common practice in those days to wash feet whenever people went inside, but usually people would wash their own feet, or rich people would have servants do that stinky job for them. Whenever Little Bird saw people's feet, she thanked God that she flew everywhere and that her little bird feet stayed pretty clean. So when she saw Jesus kneeling, washing his friend's feet, Little Bird could feel her heart expand in her little feathered chest. Jesus loved them all so much. And even though he was the Son of God, the Savior of the universe, he still did simple things to serve and love others. After Jesus washed their feet, he said to them, "You've seen me wash your feet. Now it's your turn to wash each other's feet. And not just washing feet, but to serve and to love other people in whatever way you can. No one is more important than anyone else. Tonight, I'm giving you a new rule of life, to love one another. Just as I love you," Jesus said, "so you should love one another." As Jesus was saying this, someone said, "The food is done. It's time to eat." And the friends worked together to set the table and bring out all the food. One of them even gave Little Bird a tiny plate with crumbs of bread to eat. And then they prayed, thanking God for all that God had done for them. The friends ate and talked and prayed, sharing stories and remembering all the amazing things Jesus had done and all the ways he showed God's love. But Jesus knew there was one more important way that he would show people that he loved them, always and forever. So Jesus interrupted all of the talking. Jesus stood up and took a loaf of bread in his hands. He blessed it and broke it in half and gave some to all of his friends, saying, "Take this and eat it. This is my body broken for you." And then Jesus took a cup of wine in front of him, gave thanks to God for it, and said, "Drink this. This cup is the promise I've made with you and with all people, that you will have life forever in me." And then Jesus said, "Whenever you share this bread and this cup, I will be with you. This is how you can remember me and remember that you are loved and that you are forgiven." After everyone had received that bread and wine, there was a beautiful quiet around the table as they absorbed this holy moment, this most special, simple meal. It was a moment that they and this whole world would never forget. Jesus broke the silence and he looked around at his friends with a very sad look on his face. He said, "One of you will betray me. One of you will hand me over to the people who want to hurt me." Most of the friends around that table looked shocked and angry. "Never," they said. "It's not me. I would never do that, Jesus." But Little Bird saw one of Jesus' friends looking down, avoiding everyone else's eyes. It was Judas, one of Jesus' friends, who whispered, lying, "It isn't me, Jesus." But Jesus said with gentleness, "Judas, it is you. Now go and do what you must do." Little Bird and the rest of Jesus' friends watched as Judas ran out the door. Little Bird didn't understand how someone could hurt their friend like that. And then she heard coins jingling in his pocket. Perhaps someone had paid him to turn Jesus over. Maybe it was Judas's greed or fear. Little Bird would never know, but it made her sad and angry. Little Bird's heart that had begun expanding when she saw Jesus wash his friend's feet and had only gotten bigger when they shared the bread and the wine. And at that moment, she felt it would burst right out of her chest with love and with sadness and with fear and hope. And when her feelings felt so big, one of the things Little Bird did was sing. And so she began to sing her own little song of worry and love and hope and sorrow and grief. And those disciples, those friends of Jesus, their hearts were full of all those feelings too. And they also started to sing. And those songs gave them courage and filled them with faith, even as they were so unsure of what was to come. Little Bird knew that there were hard and scary times ahead, but she trusted that Jesus would never stop loving her and this whole world, and that everything he did was to show that love. Even as death and hurt and sadness would soon come, she knew that somehow love would be the end of this story. Were you surprised when Jesus washed the feet of his friends? It was such a loving and kind gesture to show them not only how much he loved them, but how they can love each other. Maybe this week you can wash the feet of your friends or siblings or parents. Just get a big bowl of warm soapy water and wash each other's feet. In the story, Jesus and his friends enjoyed a really special meal called Passover. What special meals do you share with your family? Maybe a holiday or a birthday? Communion is a special meal that Christians share, even though it's just a little bit of wine or juice and a bite of bread. When we share it as we eat the meal or as you receive a blessing, we remember Jesus and how much he loves us, no matter what, and how he is always with us. Washing feet, sharing a meal, spending time together, these might seem like simple and ordinary things, but they help us remember our connection to Jesus and to feel the incredible love of God every single day. That love is for you. So remember, no matter what is happening in your life, no matter what big feelings you are feeling, no matter what good or hard things that are happening, Jesus is always with you, always with us, loving us forever. And that's the end of this episode of Little Bird and Jesus.
Now flap your little wings.
Sing a little song. And remember that to Jesus,
you will always belong.
Thanks for listening to Little Bird and Jesus, a podcast of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Davenport, Iowa. For more information on St. Paul, visit us at stpaulqc.org. Come visit us again next week as Little Bird continues her journey.